a challenge for entrepreneurs. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
What we're really trying to do is activate business development in rural communities, and so that can be across the board. Any good idea, we're interested in hearing about.
Lisa Benson is the Director of Rural Development with the American Farm Bureau, and along with Georgetown University, Farm Bureau members across the country have the opportunity to take part in their Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge.
And the idea is that folks who live in rural communities who are Farm Bureau members can pitch ideas for businesses that they have. These can either be startup businesses they want to start from scratch, or they can be a new twist on the existing business. So they pitch these ideas to a team of judges, and then the judges choose the top plans, the top innovation ideas that they hear, and those finalists get money to actually implement their ideas.
And actually, potentially, a lot of money. Four finalists will compete at the American Farm Bureau Convention this coming January in San Diego. Those finalists will receive $15,000 each, and the overall winner will get $30,000, plus a People's Choice Award will earn another $10,000.
Your business idea doesn't necessarily have to be agriculture-related, so it could be a ag business that you want to start, or it could be a non-ag business. It could be you want to start a coffee shop in your rural community, or you want to start a bookstore. What we're really trying to do is activate business development in rural communities.
The Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge is now open, and applications are available online at strongruralamerica.com. Now, the application deadline is September the 15th. Semifinalists will be announced at the National Summit on Rural Entrepreneurship at Georgetown University on October the 14th. A great opportunity for Farm Bureau members. And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.